Yesterday we were speaking on the show about the Brits claiming Irish people as their own, from Barry Keoghan to Paul Mescal to Rachel Blackmore to Kieran Bennett. Hello.
Hi, David Padula. How are you?
What the hell do you think you're at leaving here?
It's time for me to go, I guess.
Today is an emotional day for you.
It is.
We are having our Christmas party in January tonight. I believe alcohol and emotions are the most important mix that you could possibly get.
It's probably the worst mix that can happen on a day like today, with emotions being as high as they are. But it's going to happen either way.
We have heard you on air over the last how many years? Remind us how long you've been with iRadio.
Monday just gone past. 5 years ago, I started my placement here at iRadio. So I came in from, it was a 12-week college placement from IT Tralee, and I came in for 12 weeks and I never left.
That's how you have to do it, particularly in media. Obviously, most recently, you've been working on The Breakfast Show with Cooper and Una. Have you nailed down the highlight of the last 5 years, Kieran?
I have. I've thought about it a lot, and it's been a question that's come up quite a bit over the last while, but it was something I did with the two of you guys, and that was being surprised with Mr. Sam Fender on Zoom.
The front door. Shut the front door, lads.
Hey, you alright, mate?
Kieran, you know the way I'm Sam Fender's biggest fan? Well, he said
no.
He...
Oh, you're not. You're not. What the hell?
You alright, mate?
Genuinely, I look up to Sam Fender. He's my Spotify rap most played for I don't know how many years now in a row, and then being surprised, genuinely it took me by shock. So that was my highlight.
We were meant to go to the gig together, and then I got awfully sick. Yeah. And you had to head off by yourself. Sam Fender, will we talk? Well, we won't talk anymore. For the man who's leaving today, Kieran Bennett, a lot of people will be wondering, why is he leaving?
Because he got an opportunity, Dave.
Ah, no.
And when these opportunities arise, you have to grab them with both hands, and that's what Kieran Bennett is doing.
He's not leaving for another station. What is he? Who is he? Where is he going?
An opportunity came up for me to move to London, and while I'm young and I have no strings attached, and me and my girlfriend thought, you know what, this is a great opportunity for us, and it's a great opportunity because realistically, if we don't do it now, we'll probably never ever do it again.
He's moving to London to become an artist.
Well, talk about like one of the most exciting cities in the world that you could be based in, as you said, going with your girlfriend, which just adds another layer. There's the two of you heading off now into the big bad world of London. You did mention in the office you were trying to source a particular item for your accommodation over there, that item being an air fryer.
Oh, wow.
Can you give us an update on that search for that, Kieran?
We're still trying to source whether or not we can, because there's a lot of January sales going on at the moment. We're trying to source whether or not it's of benefit, because funny enough, Vanula, you point me in the right direction of one that was on sale at the moment, and whether or not I can get that sent over to the UK or not without having to pay custom charges. But it's looking like I'm going to have to pay them, so we might just source one while we're over there.
This is the height of excitement, heading into a new life in London, and also heading into a new life potentially as an air fryer owner here in 2024.
It's looking up.
You say no strings attached, but you will have the baby of an air fryer to look after. Kieran, I know you're trying to stem your emotions today because you've been here a long time, and I know we've had our ups and downs and pits and peaks, and we've been on the road together, and we've done the Not So Silent Disco together, and we even interviewed Scooter together. Yeah. But you have been an amazing addition to this place. And I will miss you dearly, and I genuinely mean that. And I don't even want to well up thinking you'd swear the man is on death row. He's not going to die, he's only going to London, but I will miss your voice. You know you're always welcome back here. And Bennett, I hope your worms clear up.
Do you know what? It will be goodbye for now, but I hope that we will hear you back in iRadio in some way, shape or form. if you know anything about radio in Ireland, but even now, even in the UK, it's a small industry.
So we hope
that we'll see and hear you later.
iRadio will never not answer that you up text. We will always get back to you. Bennett, no. The very best of luck.
Thank you. No, genuinely, thanks, guys. It's been, I said this earlier in the show with Cooper Noon, and I've said it a couple of times, but iRadio is a class place because it's the breeding ground for a lot of young people kind of starting in radio, like ourselves, I guess, when we all started out here. But it's great to work with people that you can look up to, and these are two people within the industry a lot of people look up to, but to work alongside you and look up to you is it's another level. So thank you, and thanks for everything you've done over the years.
Oh, I don't believe a word of that, but I really appreciate the sentiments. You know what we're going to play now? I haven't told you this beforehand.
No.
Not the interview with Scooter, but the fake one that we did about 2 weeks prior. Not many people have heard this outside of nighttime radio, but this is a genuine fake Scooter interview that me and Kieran Bennett done.
When I've had tough days in here. I've come into the studio by myself and I've listened to this interview by myself, and it's just made me laugh so much because it's so ridiculous.
So ridiculous. Bennett, best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
Scooter, thank you so much for joining us. You are a full-time mad yourself, Scooter. Where do you get the energy?
Mostly the energy is I take from the crowd, because if the people go crazy, you really get the vibes, and doesn't matter how you felt before, you are really in an excited mood. Mm-hmm. Take from the crowd.
Is it true, Scooter, that in 2012 Nathan Carter called you a fish singer and then challenged you to a jiving competition in the Allingham Arms Hotel?
Yes, but I don't care, because you are really in the song and want to entertain the crowd, and if there are some explosions, you don't notice them.
Now, Scooter, you're famous for putting heat pads on your testicles. Does it ever bother you?
I noticed that it's some kind of hot, but that's all.
And of course, you are world-renowned for your amazing song lyric writing abilities. Where do you get your inspiration from?
Yeah, sometimes you get influenced by other MCs, and sometimes I'm having a couple of drinks, some cigarettes, and relaxed for a while. Yeah, I just think of some cigarettes, some crazy lyrics, then we discuss the lyrics, but think of some cigarettes. Yeah, it would have been really too hot wearing those jackets.
Scooter, you're making no sense whatsoever.
Also meistens ist es schon elektronisch bei mir, so House, Techno, Trance. Aber ich höre auch gerne mal andere Sachen, so Rockmusik oder was ich so früher in meiner Jugend
gehört habe. Scooter, speak German. We don't understand you.
How much is the fish?
Thanks for joining us.
Hey! Hi, Dave and Fanula.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6. I am